On today's episode of the podcast, I talk about the fact that we are about to do a 12-day yoga challenge together. I so hope you will join me. I talk a bit about discipline and how important discipline is for our well-being and to really stay committed to our self-care practices, but how sometimes we're hoping for motivation to take the lead. We feel motivated and then we get disciplined, but oftentimes we have to just let discipline and action lead the way and motivation will follow. This episode is just a little deep dive into ways for us to show up for ourselves, especially when it's hard, and how it's easier to show up when we are together.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's jump in. It's time for a brand new episode of From the Heart with Rachel Braithen. And Rachel Braithen is currently sitting here with a very, very open heart. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll never refer to myself in third person again. That was terrible. Hi. Hello. Hi, my people. Hello, my village. How are we doing today? Wow. Can you freaking believe that it's March? My jaw is on the floor. It's March today. Today is March 1st. How are we feeling about that? Are we caught up with everything just happening right now? I feel like the fact that it's March and we sat down to set our intentions for New Year's like 5 minutes ago. I don't know what's going on with time, but it's really bizarre and really weird. I have so many exciting things to talk to you about today, and I'm going to start off with what I feel is just most important. I announced just a couple days ago something really amazing that we're going to be doing together, and I can't wait to share it with you here on the pod. I wanted to share it last week, but it was a little bit too soon. We weren't ready on the site. But my loves, we are going to do a 12-day yoga challenge together. A 12-day yoga challenge together. I am so excited about this. I can't even explain. I've talked about it for a while, how much I have longed to feel some kind of togetherness again, how much I have longed to teach again. I want to sit in circle again. Million things and million ways I want to do to feel that sense of community. I mean, I feel like all I talk about on this show is the village. And at the same time, I have kept myself fairly isolated for a long time. I haven't had any new offerings to the world. I haven't taught a single yoga class in so long. I stopped doing my live classes. I haven't done a gathering online or in person in forever. And just a couple of weeks ago, I started feeling so inspired and thought, okay, what is the thing that could most benefit most of us right now? We are going to do a retreat in person. I'm still planning that, but that's, you know, we can't take that many people, like max. We can be, you know, 50 or 60 people in a group that way. And it's expensive and you have to travel and, you know, we've got to figure out family and kids and it's just a hard thing to make happen. And I just really wanted to do something online that's affordable and easy that we can all just jump into. So I decided to go back to my roots because this really is my roots when it comes to the online world and do a yoga challenge where we challenge each other to practice yoga, step on the mat and do a full yoga practice every single day for 12 days. Where the very first practice is going to be me teaching live. We're going to do a live yoga class with a live intention setting ceremony, all of us together. And then every single day of the challenge, you get a curated yoga class taught by me delivered straight to your inbox, along with journaling prompts for the day and some activities for the day and just different ways to stay motivated and disciplined to take care of your body and take care of your heart. And then we close the challenge on spring equinox, which is just, I don't know. I felt so good when I decided this timing. Like, we're going to do a countdown to spring where we spend the last 12 days of official winter being dedicated again, stepping on the mat every day, anchoring into something that feels like discipline, which is something I just fall in and out of so much. I'm way more out of that now with baby and not sleeping and all the things than I used to be. And I need some discipline in my life. Oftentimes, I'm waiting for motivation or inspiration to arrive first so that I can stay disciplined. But that's not how discipline works. You know, we have to get going first. We have to show up for ourselves first. And then sometimes inspiration and motivation comes afterwards. Like, that's what follows taking the action. And I need some accountability. I feel really excited to have a whole community of people to do this with, so that it's not just me, because for some reason, isn't it so ridiculous how easy it is to disappoint ourselves? We can commit and say, hey, I'm going to spend an hour on my mat every day this week. And then the first day that shows up where we're not really feeling it or something comes up and it's like, no, it's okay. I'll get back to it tomorrow. Like, we can so easily break our own promise to ourselves. But say you had a yoga class planned with a friend or with a person, you're not going to leave them hanging at the studio by themselves and just not show. No, you're going to be there for them. It's so funny how it's so much easier to just be accountable for what we commit to when there's someone else there on the other side. And I just feel so good about having 12 days of practice. We are going to shake off the slumber of winter. That's really what I look at this practice at. First of all, you know, getting on the mat every single day, ideally finding a time of day where you do it every single day at the same time so that your body gets used to this is my window for practice. That for me is not going to work because I'm going to do this whenever my baby has his first nap of the day, whenever Finn sleeps. That's my window, and that's a little bit different every day, but more or less, right? If I didn't have an 8-month-old at home, I would probably decide first thing in the morning, like, wake up, have a cup of tea, something small to eat because you shouldn't be fasting. We had a conversation about how as women, we should be very careful with fasting, especially in the morning. Anyway, have something small to eat, a little cup of tea, and then boom, practice right away. You know, start your day that way. The way I used to start my day every single day with at least an hour on the mat every day, no matter what. And it's been so long since I got to be in the flow of that practice. And I just can't explain that. Can you tell? I'm so excited. I so hope you want to join. I so from the bottom of my heart hope you will join this challenge with me. We start on March 9th and we go until the spring equinox on March 20th. And we're going to close the challenge with a big spring equinox ceremony, where I'm going to guide you to how we build an altar dedicated for spring. So we're going to do a spring altar together and, of course, practice together and share together and journal together. And just this goes deeper, of course, than poses on the mat. But the poses on the mat really matter. And the container that we hold for ourselves to express everything that's needed to be felt on the inside is just so important. And we're going to do it. I just feel like this is such a good way to step into spring and to say goodbye to winter, because winter has been long this year. I don't know if it's just in Sweden. It feels like it's really long always, but it has. So if you are joining me, I so hope you are. All you do is you go to yogagirl.com/challenge. yogagirl.com/challenge. And there you can find the options to subscribe to the site there. So we have the option of you can just buy a separate live class if you just want to drop in and take the live practice with me, that you can do that. We always offer that option. That's $20 for a class. But it's much, much better way to spend your money is to join for a month. You can subscribe for a month to the site where you get access to everything we do for $19 a month. You can also do 3 months for $33. That's the best offer that we do right now. Normally it's $49, so it's just a big discount that we're doing just for the challenge right now. Or you can do a yearly, which is just my favorite way to subscribe, because then you can do the home course as well with me, which is my deepest offering. But yeah, however you join, I just so hope to see you on the mat March 9th and then every day after that. I don't know. There's something about, I gotta say, just having a little launch of something. And this is not, we've done so many things in the past decade that have, like the home course is a great example of that. The home course was over a year, I think a year and a half of work, where we spent so much time filming and creating new content and creating new classes and practices and big workbooks, and then had for the home course, it was 7 weeks live, all of us together, where we met every Sunday live. And a launch like that was just, it used to feel really stressful to me whenever we released something. But because I did it all the time, several times a year, I would create something and then put it out to the world and then do that and then create something else and then put that out. And, you know, just being in the flow of things. And it's been so long since I did anything, really. I feel like I've been on a, not a hiatus, but I've been in a different stage of creation since we moved to Sweden. I can't even blame like pregnancy and postpartum, because it started before that. But finally having just live classes on the schedule, I'm going to do a live every month. So after the challenge, the next live is going to come in April, May, and June, and we continue lives throughout the year that way. It right now just feels like a beautiful opportunity for a touch point with my village, like with you. And I don't know exactly what those classes are going to look like. Obviously, we always move our bodies, but I feel like there's something new wanting to be born. And what I have offered the world is just shifting and changing a lot. And yoga is always going to be at the center of that, but it's not the end all be all the way it used to be. And really what I'm just longing for and craving so much is that feeling of togetherness. And it's kind of beautiful to sit here the way I am now, where I don't feel like I used to feel like, okay, I do yoga every day. I used to feel so strong in my body. I used to feel, you know, just like, I think I used to feel more like a teacher because I spent most of my days teaching. And now it's been so long since I taught. I feel different in my body. I'm also going through pain. I don't know if I've talked about this a lot here on the pod, but I have this bizarre severe inflammation in my right wrist and thumb, to the point of like I can't really grip anything. I can't extend my thumb like from the side of my palm, and I can't put any kind of pressure on the palm of my hand, like not even a little bit. I can't even hold plank pose. I can hold down dog, where I have most of my weight in the lower ends of my body and I root through the feet. But I can use my other hands to hold some of that weight. I can't shift forward into plank. Impossible. So practicing, you know, having this injury that I'm healing, practicing being 8 months postpartum, not feeling like my body is what it was, you know, practicing and feeling like I just have so much strength I'm ready to invite into my body. I feel so good just being in this place and getting this opportunity to get back to the mat and to show up for myself. Because it's easy to say, oh, you know, I'll get more vigorous in my practice. I'll get more disciplined when my wrist has healed, right? Because then it's easier. Or I'm going to practice every day. You know, when Finn is a little bit older, I'll get back to that discipline of being on the mat all the time. Or, you know, there's always a moment when I feel better, when I'm sleeping better, when things are easier, when X, Y, Z, when things have calmed down. Like we always have all these excuses of, I'm going to start showing up for myself consistently when. But we think about it all the time. We think about our self-care all the time. We think about wanting to feel better all the time, whether it's mentally or emotionally or physically or spiritually or all of those things. But it's kind of like as soon as something else comes up, we're so quick to dismiss ourselves. And I think, you know, as mothers, yes, but as women, we do this so easily. I look at the men in my life and how much better, I don't want to generalize completely because obviously this is not the case for every person, but I feel like men in general are a bit better at claiming their own time. And like, hey, I've made this decision, I'm going for that run, or I'm going to do this, this is what I do for me. And they just go, they just do it. Whereas the women in my life, you know, I look at them and they're just like me, where as soon as something comes up or someone has a need or something doesn't work in the day, it's like that self-care moment is the first thing to go. Okay, I'll try tomorrow, right? And it's like not even that big of a deal. And then we end up having so many of those days consecutively that just, it feels like we can never really get on that track of feeling like, hey, I'm taking great care of myself. And it's hard. I mean, it is.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
I went to the gym yesterday with my trainer who I started January 1st. I'm like, I'm going to feel strong again. I am so ready. I don't want to have pain in my body anymore. Like, I'm so ready to just start training with her again twice a week. That was my plan. Just twice a week. I have gone since January 1st. I've seen her, I think, four times. I mean, it's 3 months, supposed to be, I'm supposed to have seen her 24 times. Okay. Say we're 12 weeks into the year, because we are. Are we? Wait, January. Oh no. Okay. Fuck my math. Okay. I'm not even embarrassed, you guys. I'm so tired. Okay. Say I'm supposed to have seen her 16 times at least, maybe a little bit more. And I've seen her four. I mean, it's okay. It's like I've been once every other week, I guess, which is not the twice a week commitment that I wanted to make. But I finally made it back yesterday and I'm just calling her on the way. Like, I'm like, hey, I can't use my right hand. We haven't slept. Finn has been sick. He's been sick for 10 days. It's just like the snot doesn't stop. He can't breathe. I'm sleeping, sitting up, barely, you know. Everything is so hard. She's like, just show up. Just like get here. No excuses. Yes, it's hard. Okay, life is hard. Everything is hard. That's okay. Show up anyway. Just come. And then, oh my God, this is the worst story. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. So I'm in the car. I'm making it over there. It feels really hard just to get there at all. Finn has been in this place. I mean, he's sick. He's normally very attached to me, and on his best, happiest, safest, best moment, he still prefers me to any other human. And if I'm in the room, he doesn't really want anyone else to hold him. Like, it's kind of hard. He's, in Swedish, we say mammig, like you're attached to mom. But when he's sick, it's like that times 1 million. Where he doesn't even want Dennis to hold him. He's just, I put him on the floor to pee and he will just like cry, make this huge dramatic, like he's so dramatic. And then slowly crawls over to me as I'm like just trying to pee in peace, right? And then he climbs up and stands on me and just looks me in the eye like, why did you abandon me? Meanwhile, I'm like... 2 feet away from him, just trying to go to the bathroom. You know, I'm carrying him all day. So it's just, it was very hard to leave the house and to get to the gym. And I'm getting there and I pull in. So I train at my trainer's house. She has a gym, it's like a big garage attached to her house. And she has this little like garage port thing. So it's not a closed in garage, but it's covered. I don't know. Do you call it garage port? I don't know the word in English. You guys know what I mean. It's just like a roof on four legs and you park underneath. Anyway, and it's really narrow. So I'm driving there and I know it's really narrow. So I'm very careful to pull in because I don't want to accidentally knock one of those poles down. I drive a big SUV and it's just, yeah, that car space is not made for like a big car. So I'm just careful. And then I make it through. Everything's fine. And it's like a tiny little uphill. So I just rev. I just like hit the gas really hard just to get up there. And then suddenly I hear this sound and it's like, it's like I'm taking the roof down. And I realize I have there's a roof box on my car. There's a ski box, you know, one of those things, ginormous metal boxes you install on top of the car to put your stupid skis and your snowboard or your luggage or whatever. Dennis brought his snowboard to Spain like an idiot, I want to add, because he knew he wasn't going to make it to freaking ski snowboard. He literally said he brought it because he knew if he didn't bring his snowboard to Spain, conditions would be amazing because he's a big guy. He feels like he has a hard time renting a snowboard, which I don't even think is true. So he said, I just brought my snowboard all the way to Spain just because of Murphy's Law. So by bringing the snowboard, I know the conditions are going to be horrible in Sierra Nevada, which is this mountain area just 2 hours away from where we were in Spain. That's where he wanted to go snowboarding. And he said, if I left the board at home, it would have been amazing and I wouldn't been able to go. And I don't know, he's a weirdo. But I didn't know we had a roof box on the car. I have never driven the car with freaking snowboards on top. I didn't know. Okay. And I am very tired. And I feel like this is absolutely my husband's fault. Like I don't even feel like I'm the one to blame here. But so what happened? That roof of that garage was not high enough to accommodate my giant car with a box on top of the freaking car. So I completely destroyed it. And because I revved like the gas so hard, I got it wedged into the roof. Oh my God. And I didn't even understand. So I put it in reverse. I'm like, holy shit, I have to back up. Oh my God. And suddenly like two men, like older men, they just jump out of the gym and they're like, whoa, what are you, stop the car. What are you doing? And I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I let go of the steering wheel, like, oh my God. And it turns out these two guys, she had just had a window break at her house and she had two handymen there to replace a window. And they just happened to be there right at that exact moment that I pulled in. And they don't even say anything. They just got to work. I just rolled my window down. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know I had a box on the car. They're like, yeah. They just got their tools. And they start like deassembling this whole box from the car. 30 minutes later, like they're just like all in helping me. Like if they weren't there, I don't know what I would have done. Like I don't know. I would not have been able to leave there. If I would have backed up, I would have taken the whole roof of the whole garage with me. And then we realized like it's not possible. You can't lift the box off the car because it's completely wedged into the roof of her garage. So one of those guys were like, it's okay, we'll just lift the roof off. I'm like, excuse me? Like, yeah, no, it's fine. We'll just... Zzz. And he just starts like pulling all these screws out of the garage roof. I'm not even kidding. And then they got a ladder and they literally lifted the roof so that I could back my stupid car out of the driveway without pulling the roof with me. And then they just lowered the roof and they like reassembled it. And then they lift the box off my car. It's like there's a crack down the middle and it's completely scratched to shit. And it's like, it's dented and yeah, cracked on the middle. And this is a roof box that my dear husband, bless his soul, bought brand new to accommodate his dreams of being a snowboarder while living in the south of Sweden. I think before we moved to Sweden, he thought he would go snowboarding all the time. We live far away from the mountains. Like if you live in Stockholm or this area, you're not just like every weekend like going snowboarding. Like it's too far. The closest mountain to us is an hour and a half, and that's a shit mountain. Like that's a mountain I would like I've been once, I would never go back. Like it's, if you don't know how to ski, you might enjoy it. I don't know. It's not good. There's a better one 2 hours away, but the great ones are like 4 or 5 hours away. And the best one, which is where we normally go, is 7 hours driving. You don't casually go for a 7 hour drive on Friday after work and then drive home on Sunday. Like it doesn't happen. So he's just not snowboarding as much as he thought he would. And I remember this stupid roof box where I'm like, you can buy one on Craigslist or on whatever, you know, those sites like Facebook Marketplace, like you can buy, it doesn't matter. And he felt like, no, this is such an important thing. And this is really like part of his lifestyle living in Sweden. And we're going to snowboard and go skiing so much. So he bought a brand new one from this brand called Thule. I don't even know how to pronounce it in English. It's like a really good brand. And I just, he used it 3 times and I just like broke it. I just jammed it into this and I'm laughing at myself because what else can I do? What other option do I have? No. But the really funny thing is like the timing of that, those guys just completely saving the day. And as the roof box is on the floor, I'm like, oh my God, how can I pay you? Like this was a lot of your time. They're like, no, it's fine. It's don't worry about it. And then this one guy, he just leans in. He's like, you know why this happened, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? What? And I'm thinking he's going to tell me something about Mercury in retrograde. He's going to have some sort of like universal reason as to why this happened. Like, you know why this happened, right? And I'm like, no, what? Tell me. Women don't know how to drive. And I'm like looking at him. Like, are you kidding me? He's like, hey, I'm just preparing you for what you're going to hear when you come home to your husband, okay? Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just trying to get you to this place where you're prepared because he's gonna be really upset. And then I'm about to go inside, like, what am I gonna do with this box? And then this guy, he's like, well, should we just fix it for you? Or I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, some fiberglass. I'm like, we can fix this. I'm like, are you kidding? He's like, yeah. Should we put it in the van? I'm like, okay. And then they just took the box and they just put it in their van. And everything happened just so smoothly. And now they're fixing it. So I don't know. It was like one of those days where just the stupidest thing ever, but it was immediately solved. I don't know. Instead of feeling like a complete moron, I felt like very supported and very held. And yeah, Dennis was not happy, obviously. But, you know, it could have been a lot worse. We'll see when it comes back, if it comes back. If it comes back, like what the state of it is. But anyways, I actually did, even with all of those obstacles, I get inside the gym and my trainer is like, so, I'm like, yeah, should we just have a cup of coffee? Like, I feel like this was enough. 45 minutes of dealing with this shit. Like, my pulse is already very high. She was like, shut up. Let's go. And then we had an hour of working out. Like that just felt so good. Truly, just strength training. Even though my wrist doesn't work, like she had a whole program for me without having to use my hand. And it was still really hard. And not so hard that I feel like I can't do it, but also hard enough that it's like a real hard thing to do. And I just driving from there, I feel so good. And I'm like, Jesus, I need to be here. And I just, yeah, how come I can't even make twice a week? There's always a circumstance. Like, how is that? I cannot even make a commitment to myself to show up twice a week. She's like a 12-minute drive away. It's an hour of my time. Like, it's, yeah. And I know there are those seasons, not just days or weeks, but literally seasons where it is really hard. And I have been in one of those moments or those one of those seasons with a baby who doesn't like to be away from mom, or with a baby that doesn't sleep. You might be in a season of your life where you're just super overwhelmed at work and you're running towards this deadline, or you have crazy projects that you have to finish and complete, or you're dealing with something that's emotionally overwhelming and you just feel like you don't have the bandwidth, like you can't make it work. Or it's just the day-to-day of family life or the day-to-day of being a human, and it's just so hard. And I arrived at that place where I just feel like it has to be okay that it's hard. It has to be okay that there's going to be obstacles all the time. And I have to find a way to still show up for myself in the hard moments. I don't know, because there are other things that I do for myself that I find, yeah, like I can spend time in nature because I can bring Finn, right? I can bring him for my walk. I can bring him outside. We go down to the water together. Like I can invite him into those things. When I do my yoga practice, I'm not in that disciplined, hey, I have an hour of time to myself where I'm fully anchored in my breath, in my intention. I'm here. No, because I'm half practicing, half trying to keep him from throwing himself off the couch, right? Or I'm like dragging him away from the plants and leaving, you know, every other pose, or trying to keep him on my mat, or get someone else to hold him and I have 20 minutes. Like it's that. But that feeling that I so miss of just having that dynamic practice where I'm 100% totally there in that window of time, the way I feel when I actually get to go to the gym for 1 hour, like that's what I need. And I think, or I know, that once we start showing up for ourselves in that way, it starts to snowball. It is really hard in the beginning. It is really hard the first days. It's really hard the first weeks. There is going to be stuff. All of a sudden, someone gets sick. All of a sudden, something happens. Yes. But even in those times, we have to find a way to continue to show up. And it's that continuation of showing up for ourselves that becomes discipline. And it's so funny to me how there's areas of my life where I can be the world's most disciplined person, where I will never give up. I will never say no. I will always show up. I will always get it done. But it's almost always for other people. It is. It is almost always if I'm doing someone else a service or supporting someone else in a way. If it's for work, like that long season of my life, I was the most disciplined person at work that you've ever met. I would never show up late for a meeting. I would never miss a deadline. I would never slow down if I felt like it would impede my ability to create or to succeed. Like I woke up in the morning and I showed up for that. But somehow when it comes to my body, my well-being, it's a whole other thing. And I'm wondering now, is this something that was just kind of ingrained in me all throughout, you know, since childhood? Is it part of personality? Is it something that can shift and change? I think it can, because I feel like I have shifted and things have changed and I don't work that way any longer. But I also feel like I have sort of lost connection or lost touch with that disciplined version of me. And I want to find her again. I do. And maybe the truth of it is, it's really hard to be disciplined around something if you're doing it all alone. Maybe that's the heart of it, right? Like if you have if yoga is your thing, maybe you have something else that's your thing. But for me, having a studio around the corner where I know every day at this time, there's a kick-ass teacher there ready to teach and I can just roll out my mat and show up. And there's people there around me and there's a sense of community there in the room. There's a sense of connection there afterwards. Like that does something. For me, that's a big portion of why returning to that practice again and again was always so easy. And then circumstances changed. And then, you know, we don't have that studio around the corner anymore, or that class you used to take, or that person you used to go with. How can we still be there for ourselves in those big ways? Because I don't know about you, but I decided come, you know, January 1st and resolutions and intentions that I want to show up for myself this year. I do. I want to return to that sense of strength that I know is there, that I feel in the moment. Lifting weights at the gym, which has never been my thing, like I feel that inner strength. It's so there. And there is a part of me that's just yearning for that really strong, badass version of me to come out more instead of just sitting on the couch, you know, nursing her baby or what am I even doing all day?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I don't know what I'm doing all day. I have a baby on my hip. That I know. Like if I look back at today, like what did I do today? You know what I did today? Is this a scattered podcast? It might be. I'm so sorry. You know what I did today? I got one of those, what do you even call them? They're in Swedish, we call them a bad stol. It's called a carrying seat. Basically, it's a carrying backpack. You know what I mean? So to go hiking or to go skiing, it's like a full-on backpack with a seat in it, like a wedged-in seat for your kid. So that you can go on long hikes, or the reason I got it is I want to go skiing with Bear. And funny coincidence, the same brand whose roof box I just demolished, they just sent me one of those seats because I had talked about it on social media that I was looking for one. And they're like, try ours. And I felt so like, oh my God, that's so amazing. And then I put it away. And of course, we haven't given it a try yet. And I did today, and it was the most amazing thing ever. I don't know, something about like carrying him on my back out in nature, going for a really, I mean, it's heavy. He's heavy. It's like he's 10 kilos now. Like that's, I don't know, how much is that? 20 pounds, I guess. Is it 20 pounds? Yeah. And the thing is kind of heavy too, at least. It was a workout going for that walk with him out in nature. And I just could kind of envision, like, if we make this a more consistent thing, because it's different pushing a stroller. And I think for him, lying in a stroller or half sitting in a stroller versus being on your back, like, you can leave the road with him on my back. Like, we can go into the woods, we can go foraging, we can go exploring. I so would love to be one of those people who knows how to tie, you know, one of those carrying scarves. Like I want to wear him more, and we have this one carrier that works really well. I'm really terrible at tying the regular carrier, so I just don't use them. But I would love to just have him on my back. It felt really good, and I think he really, really, really enjoyed it. And it gives this sense of freedom of, okay, well, we can kind of go anywhere out in nature like this. Like I could go skating with him, I can go skiing with him, I can do all the things. And one of the things that I really want to do this year, and for every month that passes, we get closer and closer to to this time, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I want to walk the Camino. I want to do El Camino. I want to walk north of Spain. I'm sure you've heard of it. The Way, the pilgrimage. It's 100 kilometers, right? The whole thing. I think there's a lot of different paths you can take. It's been, anyway, one of the dreams that I've had since I was 18 years old. When I was 18, before I ever went to Costa Rica for the first time, I was choosing between walking El Camino or traveling somewhere. And I remember I was so set going for this hike, but I also didn't want to do it alone. It's like a 5-week hike or walk. I didn't want to do it on my own. And I ended up just like, no, let's do a trip instead because it was the easier thing. And since then, I've just had so many years where, okay, this year I'm going to do it. This year I'm going to walk. And then for whatever reason, it doesn't happen. And this year, I don't know if this year is the year it's going to happen, but this year is the year I have decided with two of my girlfriends that we really want to do it. This year is the year I bought a book about how to do it, or, you know, I bought one of those little, it's not a National Geographic one, it's, you know, those like little guidebooks. What are they called? No, do people use guidebooks anymore? I used to love mine. But yeah, and I'm just really trying to figure out if maybe September, October, if Bear is nursing less, that it kind of everything hangs on him, really. If he's sleeping the way he's sleeping / not sleeping right now, then there's no way. If he's still feeding like 4 or 5 times a night, then there's no way. But we are kind of some ways away. March, April, May, June, July, August. I mean, we're like 6-7 months away. That's almost as long as he's been alive. He's only 8 months old. So much can change in that time. And if I have just a tiny little bit of independence, it feels really impossible. Actually, just talking about it makes it feel like, yeah. And we're not planning to do a 5-week walk. We're going to do, as because it's the first time, our plan is to do 1 week, to do the last bit of it. And then hopefully have it be something that we return to again and again. And then when I am in the child bearing or child rearing years that are a little bit easier, then yeah, at some point I would love to do the whole walk. But we're planning a week. And just the idea of spending one night away from Bear seems absolutely wild and insane. The idea of spending 7 nights away is like outer worldly. So for now, it's a dream and it's a plan. And I really feel like having this little carrier on my back so I can at least practice and at least walk and be out with him and be out for a couple of hours. And maybe we can do a whole day hike at some point. We're thinking to maybe do a weekend somewhere here in Sweden where maybe we go as a family and we all hike together and he can be on my back. And it just sounds like a really fun way to spend time with family. I don't know about you, if you're drawn to that. But if the stars align, I'm doing this thing now where I'm like scared to talk about it because I feel like it's so far away, but it's not. It's not. I mean, he's going to be a year and 3 months, a year and 4 months by then. I know for so many moms listening, this is like being that attached to your baby and not leaving your baby at that for that long seems really bizarre. I know in so many countries of the world, you have to leave your kid at daycare when they're 3-4 months old. Some people do it even earlier and you're just used to spending lots of time apart. I met some people in Spain who were like, yeah, come out to dinner with us. And I'm like, oh no, we can't do dinner. Like we don't eat dinner. Bear, like he starts to go down for the night at like 6 or 7. And then they were just confused. They're like, okay, so great. You know, meet us for dinner at 9, or what do you mean? Like in Spain, you eat dinner at 9 or 10 or 11, like really late. And I'm like, no. Oh, so he doesn't really, I'm trying to explain my situation here. I put him down for the night at 6, but then I have to be in there at 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8. And that continues like all throughout the night. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, well, he doesn't really sleep without me. Okay, so just do you want a nanny? Like we have great babysitters here. I'm like, no. No, he's never been away from me. Like, Like, he hasn't even been, like, I haven't gone to dinner without Bear, obviously. I mean, you guys know, like, I'm not there. And they just looked at me like I was just bananas. Like, I was just totally nuts. Like, I was crazy. Yeah, totally crazy. How do you have an 8-month-old and you've never been to dinner? You never had a night without him. You never had, like, what? I'm like, well, it's just not our situation. You know, we're doing things a little bit differently. And one day, like, yeah, I know, one day for sure, like, I'll be able to spend the night away or a couple of hours away at night. I don't think that's too far away that Dennis and I could potentially go have dinner and my mom or his godmother or someone could be with him for the beginning of the night. But the idea of doing that now, it's absolutely impossible because, as I've said, as I've mentioned maybe once or twice here on the podcast, the bear does not hibernate. The bear does not sleep. The bear is awake. Anyway, holy shit. So March 9th, we are doing a yoga challenge. We're going to practice every day for 12 days. And I just have this wish for all of us to feel strong by the end of that, to feel at home in our bodies, to feel a sense of discipline, whether the thing you want to show up for every day after that is you on your yoga mat, or if it's you in the bath every day after a long day, giving yourself that time to decompress and rest, or if it's you in your meditation practice or your running practice, or you do your Peloton or whatever it is that you want to consistently show up for. It is my deepest wish that after this challenge, you feel that sense of motivation and discipline, knowing that motivation doesn't always come first. Sometimes the discipline has to just lead the way and motivation comes later, right? For me, really, it is that yoga practice that I'm just missing. And yeah, doing this challenge is a gift for myself, absolutely. And one I so hope you will join me for. So I might see you there. You go to yogagirl.com/challenge to sign up. If you've signed up, write me on Instagram. Let me know so we can get excited together. I can't wait to get started. And yes, everyone can join at every phase in life, whatever you're going through. If you have pain or you're injured or you're dealing with something, you can absolutely be there. We modify, we adjust, we adapt, we show up in a way that works for us. The point really is showing up every day. And I feel so blessed we get to do this together. So that is me. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoy the show, make sure you listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes of From the Heart with Rachel Braithen. This was a presentation of Cadence 13 Studio, and I'll see you next week.